All right, it's a rainy Friday morning. It was exactly a year ago that Marysville made national news for all the wrong reasons. It was a city council candidates forum, and Jean Kramer, one of the candidates, said that she wanted to make sure that Marysville stayed a white city. She then went on at the length to talk about that. Her comments were strongly condemned. She ended up dropping out of the race, though her name remained on the ballot. But something positive did come out of this, and that was the diversity initiative of St. Clair County, which began to meet and talk about issues of race here in St. Clair County. One of the founding members is on the line with us this morning, Jerry Johnson. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Well, I appreciate you being here. Here we are a year later. What has transpired in that year?
Well, it's been it's hard to believe it's been a year, but that was a great intro. And, you know, I guess we were, a number of us were concerned after those unfortunate events. And really, the first thing that happened was at the ensuing meeting, we had a great number of local residents in particular from our African-American community in Port Huron and some other areas that showed up at the city council meeting and really gave impassioned pleas that Marysville and other communities just addressed opportunities. It wasn't a mean-spirited meeting. It was very positive and emotional, and I think for many of us, including at the time Mayor Damon, Kevin Watkins, and myself, just started to talk and say, you know, this needed to be talked about before, but it really wasn't top of mind. And this bad event made it top of mind for us. So we said, how can we start a continuing dialogue and not just talk whenever there's a shocking event that takes place?
Yeah. So you've been doing that over the course of this year.
We did. We started meeting, maybe a month or so after that meeting on a monthly basis. And, quite frankly, over the summer, we met on a biweekly basis. We couldn't get together in person, but through resources we have at MSU Extension, we were able to host Zoom meetings, and we've been able to actually grow our membership and, you know, form new friendships in the county and increase our meeting frequency. So, no, it's continued. It's grown in strength, I think in intensity, and it hasn't waned.
Of course, you know, this is not the first time that that race has come to the forefront, and certainly in the year since, it's been a big issue nationally, and we've seen a number of rallies, many of them peaceful demonstrations, not all of them, though. Where do we go from here, Jerry? What are the next steps that we need to take locally and I guess nationally as well?
Well, Paul, I'll be more comfortable speaking locally, certainly, but, you know, this isn't going away. We're going to see more events, and it's, unfortunately, a lot of times when an event happens, people feel like they have to take a side. I'm going to take this side, or that person's all wrong, or they're all right, and unfortunately, that doesn't get anything done. So, you know, what this group does is there's no politics in the room when we're talking. What we do realize is, you have to admit, if you grow up in St. Clair or in South Park, Michigan, unfortunately today your likelihood of your career outcomes and your personal outcomes are not similar or not as similar as they should be. And so we try to look at, well, you know, this group wants to look at, why is that? Well, how can we ensure that no matter what neighborhood we grow up in, we're going to have the same opportunities? We certainly can't guarantee results, but we have to recognize that opportunities, you know, aren't the same. So I think where this has been important is listening. You know I've certainly learned a lot. Quite frankly, the reason I attended that ensuing meeting at Marysville was for a few reasons. Even though we lived out of state for years, I grew up in Marysville many years ago. And also, you know, my youngest two children, we have six children, our youngest two children are African-American. We adopted them when they were babies. So we have a vested interest in making sure that they have the same opportunities as our white children have. So I was passionate about that. And then working for MSU Extension, you know, we typically provide education and not advocacy, but we do advocate on this issue. So, you know, I think what we've done is, you know, we formed a mission, vision, and values statement. And I think we have a very powerful value statement. And part of it is that we're going to listen to people whose life experiences are different than our own, which is the only way we can learn. We're going to be honest in our efforts to shine a light on opportunities. We're going to be supportive of each other in our community and encourage community involvement at every step. You know, we want to eventually establish relevant metrics. So we're not going to change high school attainment numbers in the short term. So that would be more like a boiling the ocean type of goal. But in the short term, we are going to track the number of meetings and listening sessions that we have and community forums that we put on. Certainly that's been impacted by COVID, but we have many willing members that want to participate in that in many cities around the county. And just one more thing, too, just to give you a sense of the diversity. We have just a number of pastors in the community, people like Kim Brown, people like Terry Coons. We have judges on this committee. We have leaders in the African-American community, people like Alfonso Amos and people like Kevin Watkins. We have the chairman of the Board of Commissioners, Jeff Boehm, is part of this group. And we have folks that are in business, and we have the Community Foundation. We're really well represented, and it's been inspiring and for me to be on this, and I feel very fortunate to be a part of it.
You know, you mentioned listening. I think that's so important, especially right now, because everybody has something to say and everybody has an opinion and everybody wants to make sure that their opinion gets out there. But very few people are willing to listen or even open their mind to potentially change their opinion.
Well, you're so right. And regardless of how many books we read or meetings we go to, you know, I can never fully understand what it would be like to grow up African American in today's day and age. So for me to think that I can would be a fantasy. So however, my understanding does grow when I can listen to my black brothers and sisters in a meeting describe it for me, right? And I've learned some things even from my youngest children as well. Even being a parent of African-American children, I can't fully understand certain uncomfortable or inappropriate situations that they go through. So that certainly opened my eyes. And, yeah, listening has been a big part of what we do. You know, we have a group of people that want to get things done. It's just the names you just heard. Every single name that you heard is a person that's all about action. Something we've also had to learn, though, was there's been value in getting this diverse group together so frequently. Like, we have friendships that exist now that didn't exist before. You know, now Kevin, I knew. Kevin's been on my advisory board for a couple years, but there's been just many other people around the community that I've met and become friends with because of this. And you'll do something for a friend, right? You'll do something for a friend that you won't do for a person you don't know. So I think that's where you're going to see continued growth with this initiative.
Jerry, we've seen what's happened in Kenosha this week and in other communities as well. And I think when it happened in Kenosha, you know, a lot of people said, whoa, if it's going to happen in, you know, small town, you know, mid-sized town, it's not as small as Port Huron or Marysville, but still not a huge metropolitan city. If it can happen there, it can happen anywhere. How do we ensure that we stay safe here in St. Clair County and don't let things get out of hand if something comes up like a protest or something where emotions begin to boil over?
Boy, that's a $20,000 question. I will say that I attended some of the peaceful gatherings and protests that took place in the Port Huron area, and I think they were a model for how they should be handled. Kevin and Alfonso did a great job of leading them. We had our law enforcement, which was very present in a peaceful way, and I think we have to start saying both and not either or. I'm very supportive of our local law enforcement. You know, I've lived in many, many states, and I haven't met a policeman in my personal life who intended bad or harm towards me or those around me, but also not naive enough to note that we don't have, in every aspect of the community, there can be folks that make a mistake. With 330 million people, everybody's not going to make the right decisions all the time, but I guess when something happens, we need cooler heads to prevail. But if something is happening and I've never met a whole group of people, it's going to be a whole lot harder for me to have that conversation than if they're already my friends. You know, and Kevin said something a while back, and I don't know if he caught it, but it just rings true in my ears. And he said, before I'm comfortable with you, or until I'm comfortable with you, I can't have the uncomfortable conversation with you. So part of what we do is we're getting comfortable with each other. Yeah. And I'll tell you now, if something was brewing in this town, and you know, and Kevin is good friends with law enforcement as well, and I just think in this area, you'd see Sheriff Donlin talking to Kevin Watkins or Alfonso, or because they know each other. So I think that's what's key is, again, friends will work together, but if we're going to live in our own pockets and if we're going to be tribal in our nature and only hang around with people that look like us and talk like us and live where we do, that's where problems start.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Hey, keep up those meetings. Keep up the good work. We appreciate the progress report. Let's do it again before too much longer and keep this conversation going.
Thank you very much, Paul. Appreciate your time.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye now. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron, Jerry Johnson joining us this morning talking about the St. Clair County Diversity Initiative that began a year ago after Marysville found itself in the national spotlight for all the wrong reasons.